Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie.
And guys, happy Monday. What a crazy episode last week. So it was the finale of Love is Blind season 6. Oof. That was the longest hour and a half of my life.
Oh, it was an hour and a half.
It was an hour and a half long episode.
Let's just all agree that the parents carried this episode.
100%.
I was like, thank God for the parents and their drama. Not even their drama, actually. We'll get into it all. But I like really, really loved the parents this episode.
I did too. It was an interesting episode. Like, some things were like, I could do without.
Yeah.
They were definitely trying to put like filler scenes in. Mm-hmm. But again, a lot of drama happened in this episode, which we will talk about. But it's a really fun time with this season. Like, I'm very excited for this Wednesday when the reunion episode comes out, because this cast is giving.
They're giving a lot. A little too much on social media. They're giving us a lot.
I was going to say, they're giving a little bit too much on social media. Things have been spoiled already, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
If you aren't into like being spoiled. But
we all are. But anyways, no, but you know what? It's interesting though, because the episode was an hour and a half long. So even if it was filler, I feel like they still made the decision to make it this long, because they could have cut some stuff, but they definitely didn't.
Who knows?
It's just interesting.
I never know what the editors are thinking this season. I mean, they definitely made a great season, but
absolutely.
With all the editing and how these storylines were edited. However, I don't know. I think it's kind of a bummer that only two couples made it to the altar.
I know. The bachelor, bachelorette parties were really lackluster.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like two people. Like two brides and two grooms. I mean, like, what do you expect? Before we get into it, I got the nicest DM from an ex.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I have to go find it. So this is from an ex-boyfriend who I dated from 2018 to 2019. So it's been about like 5-6 years since I last spoke to him, and we had a pretty amicable breakup, but we just didn't stay in touch. And we ended up breaking things off because we were long distance. So I met him when I was traveling abroad. And then he was from the US though. And I lived in Boston at the time, and he lived in North Carolina. And then we were making plans to end up in the same city, but then he ended up pursuing a master's in a school in California. And then I ended up moving to Chicago. So it just, we were like,
just didn't work out.
Our lives are never going to intersect. Mm-hmm. And we probably will never be in the same city. But he sent me this DM. He goes, "Hey, Natty," which is my nickname.
Natty for those Light.
So actually, fun fact, my closest friends and family, including Deep D sometimes, calls me Natty. So that is like my actual name for my friends and family. But he goes, "Hey, Natty, I watched Love is Blind with my girlfriend, and what a surprise when I saw you on my screen. I knew you were always meant to go on to do something big and special, even if it hurt at the time. Love to see that you kept the same kindness and witty sense of humor and cleverness after all these years. My girlfriend and I were rooting for you from beginning to end." Isn't that such a cute message?
No, it's really, really sweet.
Yeah.
I love when people reach out to you from your past and like, because they really know you. And so for them to be like, "Oh, what you did on screen resonated to your personality and who you are." And yeah, them like giving you that encouraging moment is so special.
Yeah. So the only reason I brought this up is because honestly, when I read the message, mm-hmm. I was thinking back to our conversation from last week's episode where I talk about how I think Jimmy is protecting himself.
Like, yes.
Just making sure that he gets a good edit. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very smart strategy. And I would do the exact same thing if I was in his shoes. And I did kind of do that as I was filming, just making sure that I filtered myself and kept a lot of the issues off air, like Shane and I rarely brought our issues in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And going back to this message, I'm so glad I got the edit I did on the show, because imagine if I did get a villain edit. And I feel like it's just tough to like think about, like, if I got a more negative edit, like there's people from like all stages of my life, like potentially watching this show. And I'm so glad I kind of got like the edit I did.
Mm-hmm. It is important. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, and it's like, we have to be okay with the versions of us that exist in other people's minds. Mm. And I think like that's so big. And I've just come to reality with that, as in like, you just have to be okay with like being the villain in someone else's story or the hero, whatever it is. It's like when you go on reality TV and you have the edit that you do, and the people who know you have this version of you, the people who don't know you have this version of you, mm-hmm. you know, and you just have to be like, okay, well, that this is what it is, you know?
Totally. And I get that. I think my edit wouldn't matter for my family and my closest friends, right? Mm-hmm. But he is someone I haven't talked to in like yeah. 5-6 years. And to think that he saw me on the show, because I mean, like, I haven't kept in touch with him.
Yeah.
The edit does have an impact on your reputation when it comes to like the people that were either a part of your life or like are a part of your life, like coworkers and, mm-hmm. you know, just people who you're like not close to, but you like interact with or yeah. have interacted with in the past.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you're highlighting such a good thing is like, we have such a unique perspective looking at the cast, is that there is so much more depth and meaning behind like everything that you see on screen. And one of those things is, if you have that self-awareness, you're going to act a certain way when the cameras are rolling. Like,
totally.
If you're smart, you would like be very selective on the like what you do on screen, you know? Like, I actually kind of envy the people who are just so nonchalant and like so unapologetically themselves. I'm like, that could never be me.
Oh no, I know. Like, I was like, if you got the full version, you'd be like, yeah. Who the fuck
exactly
is she?
There's only certain people in our lives that can see that version of us.
But anyways, let's have a tea party, guys. We're gonna start a tea sesh.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, I just read this recently. So in her interview with People magazine, Chelsea said she has apologized to Jimmy's friend about revealing that Jimmy and his friend had sex on the show, and she received a response back. So in this interview, Chelsea says, quote, "I reached out to her multiple times and just apologized and said, I don't know what's going to be shown, but I am truly so sorry for exposing you in this way. It was never my intention, but this was our relationship and it was a huge issue," end quote. She also said in the article that it's been a year since filming has ended and that she has started therapy. Mm-hmm. So she said, quote, "I never really sat with my inner demons or issues that I've had or relationship issues. I've healed in such a unique way," end quote.
I actually love that. And that's all you can expect from any of these cast members, is to watch themselves back and learn from it and grow from it. So yeah. I'm really glad that she's realizing and taking the steps to kind of heal and, you know, show up differently in her relationships.
Yeah, because she did not have the greatest moments on this season. It's always great to hear that people are in therapy and they're trying to be, you know, better versions of themselves and trying to learn from like past relationships. But yeah. It was good to hear that she also apologized to Jimmy's friend. Like, we will get into it during our recap, but that was a fucking mess. And we totally forgot to address how Chelsea is still friends with her ex in our previous recap episode.
I completely forgot it. Yeah, I did too. Until, of course, they start talking about, I can't wait to get into like their last scene together. Ooh, it was very interesting and enlightening, actually.
Yeah.
Another bit of tea. People are speculating that AD and Clay are dating after this latest wedding episode. Apparently, Jess, obviously from this season, supposedly has been spoiling a lot of things by commenting on posts. And some of the comments are Amber and Clayton for life. And she also said made for each other. I guess, and she's commenting these on Clayton's pictures of him and AD from the show. And people are just like, wait, is Jess really just out here spoiling things for us?
I know.
And I actually saw another video on TikTok of Clay and AD and like maybe some friends and family, like all in like a dining room type of situation. And they're like dancing. So it seems like they're together and hanging out. Mm. So I don't know. Do you think Clay and AD are dating?
For sure.
Oh my gosh.
I hate spoiling that. I mean, this is just my assumption. But again, I think Jess's comments say a lot. Like, why would she be saying that? She is AD's friend. Right. So they're friends. And why would you be like AD and Clayton for life if they're not together?
Honestly, why is this cast kind of spoiling the ending?
People are pissed at Jess, like fans are, especially in our DMs, because like Jess is commenting on everything Love is Blind related. She's all over social media, which I totally get. I mean, like, whatever. She's just trying to be part of, you know, like the social media engagement. But she is spoiling quite a bit.
No, she is.
Speaking about spoilers, so TMZ leaked photos of Jess and Harry Jowsey from Too Hot to Handle season one being cozy on the beach, and they were taken in September 2023. As we've already stated on this podcast, Perfect Match season two was filmed that same month. So we're assuming that Harry and Jess have a storyline together on Perfect Match season two. We do know that they don't end up together, though, on the show, because Jess, again, spoiling her own ending and also Perfect Match season two, has already hinted recently that she is dating someone from the broader cast of Love is Blind season six. So,
whoops.
Yeah, as always, a little little whoops. But I'm excited. We do have some reunion tea that I will save after our recap. Things that are going to be said in this week's episode, potentially, depending on how they edit or what they cut out of the reunion episode. But we'll talk about Perfect Match.
Woo.
As part of that little tea
spilling. Coming. It's coming. If you've been listening to us for a while now, you know we are the ultimate queens of convenience. That's why we love Factor. They are ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. Never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
You guys know that I do not cook, so I rely on Factor a lot. I used to be like the takeout queen. Ask Deep D. I used to get takeout all the time, but I did the math and Factor is less expensive than takeout. So why wouldn't I choose Factor every day? There's 35 different options per week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto Meals, which is great when you're trying to follow a certain lifestyle. And there's also no prep, no mess. These meals are ready to eat, which is my favorite type of meals at home.
So use our code, head to factormeals.com/outofthepods50 and use code outofthepods50 to get 50% off.
That's code outofthepods50 at factormeals.com/outofthepods50 to get 50% off. Well, let's get into episode 12. So it opens with Chelsea and Jimmy's final date.
I didn't think it was going to be a final date, but here we go.
Okay. Yes. I was actually very, very shocked about this. Yeah. First off, worst place for a breakup. Like, you take her to an amusement park and have a fun day and then break up with her.
And also, it kind of really was sad to hear that they spent all day doing wedding things too, where like they were picking out music. It's like, Jimmy, why did you wait until the very end of the day? That sucks.
I should have
just done it at the beginning so that she didn't get so excited about the day, you know?
You know what I'm thinking? So producers always choose the dates and, you know, obviously they like set them up.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy told his producer in confidence, like, hey, this relationship is not working. Like, I don't want to go to the wedding. I want to break it off. And so probably the producer is like, hey, wait to do it on camera.
Yeah.
Like, let's, you know, have this day and, you know, you could kind of close out your relationship in this scene.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always something behind the scenes. Like, they don't have full control of everything that they're doing. So, yeah, we can't be too critical of their actions.
Yeah. Even though it's being shown in a different way on TV, I think that that's actually what happened. Is they're like, hey, Jimmy, like, we know you want to end it. Why don't you do it? Like, let's just film this final date. And then, you know, at the end, you could have the conversation.
Yeah.
Or like producers prompted it and they were like pushing them to have the conversation. Jimmy's like, I just got to end it. Like,
I know
this is just going to happen.
You know, truly, I'm surprised that Jimmy has lasted this long.
Same.
After all of the fights that they've had and how like intense it seemed like it was for the viewers. And like, yes, you can chalk it up to editing somewhat, but like some of those like fights and those scenes were really, really intense. So I'm surprised that Jimmy has lasted this long. And I think honestly, he did the best that he could. I really think what broke the camel's back was Chelsea's like breaking his trust when it came to exposing the past that he had with his friend. I think that was like the last straw for him, almost being like, I don't know. It just feels like Jimmy tried his best, but that's this last thing of breaking his trust. Like, was like, this is it. I cannot marry you.
No, I agree. To be honest, I fully am on Jimmy's side.
Yeah.
About the whole breaking his trust and revealing,
agreed,
you know, something he told her in confidence and asked her not to bring on camera. And I know she keeps saying, like, you want to protect your reputation. It doesn't matter the reason.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter, like, what secret she was keeping. It's the fact that you broke your partner's trust.
Yep.
Marriage, in my eyes and in the eyes of many people, are based on trust. And for her to, like, kind of not realize that is crazy to me. If Shane revealed something on camera that I told him not to ever say in front of the cameras, regardless of what it was, regardless of the reasons, I would lose my fucking shit.
No, I totally agree. And as you should lose your shit, and I completely feel for Jimmy. I just think that let's show Chelsea a little bit of grace, because I think in the moment she's so intensely feeling her emotions and it probably slipped out. But I don't think that's an excuse. No, I agree. I think mistakes happen and she has to realize, oh, I fucked up really hard here. Like, I should not have done that. Did you get the vibe that she felt sorry for that situation though?
She actually said in a recent interview with E! News that she is not regretful that she brought it up on camera. She goes, really? I'm regretful of how I brought it up. But she's not regretful of saying it on camera.
Interesting. Then that's, yeah, we don't like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I get the whole thing of like how that situation does impact our relationship. So if I'm just playing devil's advocate here, if someone was making me look bad in front of the cameras and being like, you're acting crazy, like, why are you freaking out that I went out? But in reality, there's like a hidden meaning to it, meaning like he's hanging out with somebody he used to hook up with and talks to her constantly. It is a point of contention, right? Like it's a thing that weighs heavy on your mind. And so in the moment, she's like, you're not going to make me look bad. Like, this is why I'm actually really upset. There's like a trust factor here, you know? It's so I can kind of see both sides a little bit, but I agree with you when that trust is broken and she brings something up on camera that they agreed they wouldn't talk about to protect her. It's not even to protect Jimmy. It's to protect Jimmy's friend. And I think in that instance, like, I get it.
I completely get it. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. Chelsea's like, there's a reason in terms of why I'm spiraling.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it's just different when, I don't know, when you're filming a reality TV show and there's cameras there, it's just like a different layer. It's not really like, I don't want to say it's not really real life, but it's like, there's so many different factors, and just knowing that everything you say is going to be shown to millions of people. I understand though, in terms of like, if he's saying that like she has no reason to be worried, obviously she's like, I need to like share why I'm worried,
right?
But that's I feel like she's always the one to like kind of start the fight on camera in terms of what we've seen so far. So mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, don't go that hard. Like, you have full control in terms of how you want to share what you're feeling, and we've been in the situation. You could share it in very indirect ways. Like, here's a good example. The fight that Shane and I had before our wedding day, mm-hmm. which really propelled me to say no. It really was like the biggest reason I said no on my wedding day.
Yeah.
I never shared like what exactly happened that night.
Yes.
I completely lied, but I got the point across on TV in an effort to protect him and his family and his friends, quite honestly, because that night was so bad and I don't think I'll ever say what actually happened for his reputation, and I promised him I wouldn't. Chelsea could still get the point across without sharing that one fact. She didn't have to say fucked. She could have said like something else around without saying like you slept with her type of thing.
I don't know, because the only reason I'm questioning everything and I'm questioning my whole existence when it comes to their storyline and what I've said in the past is because like we both had the same intuition of like in Mexico, even at the reveal, the energy with Jimmy shifted with Chelsea. And I was like, no, like something is off. But then as the episodes went on, I was like, no, there's like love here. Like, you can feel it. And but then for him to break it off, and I was like, was it really there? I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like fault Chelsea anymore, because I'm like, she probably picked up on that energy and that's really fed into her insecurity of their relationship.
So I agree. I think that Jimmy was never going to marry Chelsea. I think that she was definitely sensing energy where his words, where he says like, I love you, I want to be with you, is not matching his actions. I actually do believe that, even though we don't really see any proof of that.
You definitely believe it because it happened in this last scene too. Him just saying, I love you, Dad. Like, all of these just like love bombing words. Like, I just felt like, why is love, the word love, being thrown around so much? Like, I don't know. If you really love somebody, I think like both of them would be acting differently.
I definitely agree with you. I think that she definitely senses like he's not all in it, even though he's acting like he is. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's love bombing. I think it's more so like, how do I calm her down? How do I get, like, get through this scene? How do I, like, I'm just going to tell her what she needs to hear, protect myself and not get a villain at it, because I'm not sure at this point, like, this is all really messy.
Yeah.
So I think in like this context of filming a reality TV show, mm-hmm. it's less love bombing, but versus like, how the fuck do I get through this without getting a shitty edit?
But like, we have to understand what's happening also behind the scenes. And probably there's so much pressure from production as well, just to like continue on, because at the same, there's only two couples left. They're like, please go to the altar. Like, please make it. So maybe there's like a little bit of pressure there,
or like,
too.
Please stay until at least the couples meet up. So yeah. Jimmy, you could have a conversation with Jess, and yes. Chelsea, you could have a conversation with Trevor.
Right.
Because obviously they don't even make it to the altar. Right. So it's, I don't think that pressure to make it to the end was there. I think it was more like, can you just make it to that lake barbecue couples meetup scene?
True. Speaking of the altar, though, I am so proud of Jimmy for ending it before making it to the altar, because I couldn't even imagine Chelsea getting all dressed up and her friends or family in there, and like everyone watching her and him, and like he says no at the altar. She would have been so devastated. So I'm like, it's so much better that he said, Let's break it off here instead of taking it.
Look, imagine Chelsea knowing how emotional she is at the altar, and he says no.
I know.
I think I would turn off my TV. I'd be like, I can't handle more tears and crying. And I would be like, I just can't.
I know.
So I'm really glad that he's breaking up with her now versus at the altar. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so fair that he doesn't want to go to the altar. And I thought Chelsea was overreacting. I know she's upset. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she's more upset and overreacting to the fact that they're not going to have a wedding versus the fact that he wants to break up.
Interesting. Yeah, she's kind of disappointed at the wrong thing.
Yeah. And can I tell you, because we've been in her shoes, I think the fact she's so upset about not having the wedding is because she is probably like, oh, I don't get that experience of like putting on my dress and getting my makeup done, but also the experience of her friends and family to experience filming. I mean, when I decided that I was going to say no to Shane at the altar, which was around 2 days before my wedding, mm-hmm. I tried to tell as many
people as you could,
mm-hmm. as I could, yeah. who my guests at my wedding. Mm-hmm. Initially, Shane and I didn't want to come to our wedding, but we realized like there's we so actually have to. But like my friends and family and his friends and family, minus our parents, were so excited about it. Like my cousins were like, oh my gosh, we like get to be on TV. I wonder if you'll be able to see us, like, you know. And it's
no, totally,
it's bad to say, I know, totally, because it was one of the worst days ever. Mm-hmm. But it's that excitement of that TV aspect is there for your guests. And I feel like, I'm just making a crazy assumption, she is more upset that like, oh my gosh, like this cool experience, mm-hmm. I won't have, and also my friends and family won't have, and like, ugh, like this is so annoying, like why are you blindsiding me with this when I probably have been like calling my friends and family like, oh my gosh, like you're invited to this Love is Blind wedding.
Yeah,
that's my assumption.
I know. And yes, like you said, it's all speculation on what we're saying here or what we're thinking about this, but at the same time, I do think that she was probably very disappointed just from like her day. She was literally spent the whole day kind of like planning for this wedding. And then now that it's not happening, it's obviously going to be disappointing. But can I just ask you, why did the editors do us so dirty by not giving us any like confessionals, no diary interviews? Like, you know what I mean? Like we
from Jimmy and Chelsea.
Yeah, we get nothing. Like, are we just waiting for the reunion for them to explain what happened? Like, we literally got no closure.
I got closure in that Jimmy broke up with Chelsea.
Well, yeah, but like I wanted to know their thoughts, like what's going on in their heads. Was she disappointed about the wedding? Like what happened with Jimmy's friends? Are they dating? Like all these, I have so many questions.
One thing I love about Deep D and I is that we are always trying to save. And for wireless plans, we're Mint Mobile girlies. So Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. And I looked into how they can do it. So Mint Mobile sells their wireless service online, so they cut the cost of retail stores and pass those savings directly to you.
Exactly. And with my old wireless provider, I had overpriced monthly bills, and no one likes that. And I just couldn't stand the fine print premium wireless plans. With Mint Mobile, it's just $15 a month. I get 5G almost everywhere I go, and I've been traveling a lot, and I've never had an issue with Mint Mobile.
To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/outofthepods. That's mintmobile.com/outofthepods. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/outofthepods.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower than 40 GB on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
To be honest, I liked when Jimmy calls out Chelsea for being friends with her ex, because Chelsea is focusing on the fact that, you know, Jimmy has that relationship or past intimate relationship with his friend. And Jimmy's like, you're friends with your ex. You FaceTimed him the night we got our phones back.
That was very revealing to me, because it speaks to Chelsea's double standard. It's the same thing that happened at the lake party when she was talking to Trevor in an inappropriate way. If Jimmy had done that, it would be like all hell would break loose.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of telling that she has a double standard. Like, she holds herself to another standard than she does Jimmy. Yeah.
Which, I do think that if she's telling the truth and that she goes like, I don't hang out with him, I don't talk to him very often, mm-hmm. though I do think it's weird that she FaceTimed him the night that they got their phones back. But I think it was probably to make her ex jealous. I got engaged on one of his lines. Like, he looked.
I thought the exact same thing. Wow.
So I do think that the situation is still a little bit different, you know, mm-hmm. compared to Jimmy hanging out and talking to his friend
and bringing her on camera.
Yeah, like every day, you know, talking to his friend every day. However, I'm like, come on, Chelsea. Like, it's like a huge, huge issue.
Right.
When you FaceTimed your ex.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She just forgets about all the things that she doesn't hold herself accountable. But I honestly think overall, this couple, like, I was actually really sad that they didn't work out, because I saw a little bit of potential. But like, honestly, they would have had the most miserable relationship had they gotten married. So I'm kind of glad that, you know, let's just chalk this up to like incompatibility. Both of them are on their own journeys to finding love, and like, you know, it's just not with each other.
Like, I really just want to move on from Jimmy and Chelsea.
No, I just like,
they had the least amount of screen time on this episode, but I had the most thoughts
I know.
about them. One last thing, though.
Yeah.
I did have a little chuckle when Chelsea is like, I just had an off day. It was just one argument. I just had an off day. And I was like, Chelsea, you guys have had more off days than on days.
That was really wild to me. And you know what? The power of editing, though, maybe they did have more good days, but we didn't see any of them.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know. All I saw was off days. So, I mean, I'm not really sure what you're talking about there.
I'm really excited for reunion, because I'm curious to see where they are. Like, I wonder if they're dating anyone. I wonder if Jimmy's dating this girl, this friend.
No, I have some tea for you, but I'm going to save it for the end of this episode. So
why didn't you spill it at the tea party?
Because I didn't want to spoil anything.
Gosh.
I'm just kidding. What a hard life. All right. So Jimmy and Chelsea, no altar. Another one bites the dust. We'll have to see what they say at the reunion.
Yeah. And hopefully we get a little bit of tea from them on what went down, because I want to know the honest truth, not the edited version of their relationship.
You'll never get it.
Yes, we will.
The truth does not exist with these people.
No, I really think that the way this cast is being so messy, I think the truth will be revealed one day. And hopefully on this podcast.
Let's get into bachelorette parties.
What bachelorette party? No, just kidding. It was so chill. It was so depressing to see just two people lasting on the bachelorette party. I was like,
Amy
damn.
Amy and AD are like, hey. But
can I tell you though, AD brought the moves, honey. Oh. She was just, I was like, damn, can you teach me how to dance like this, please?
I love AD. That she is so sassy.
I love her.
Do you believe that Amy has not been intimate with Johnny? Amy says that they're waiting for a little bit. That's what she tells AD.
I'm not actually that surprised by it, because clearly this whole birth control thing is like a huge issue. I just didn't think it was that big of an issue where they wouldn't even, like, you know, connect intimately even once before the wedding, you know, you gotta like take the car out for a test drive.
That's what AD says.
What?
I know. And I was like, yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Maybe.
But AD does not believe her. She's like,
do you think she's pulling a deep tea? And not talking about sex on camera.
I think she's pulling a deep D in Natalie and Ayana from season two.
Yes, yes.
And do you remember Ayana revealed on our reunion episode that she lied in front of the cameras that her and Jarrett weren't intimate in Mexico?
Oh.
Like they were intimate, but they lied on camera saying like, nope, like we're waiting.
There's certain facts in life that I just like don't remember. And you always seem to have them top of mind somehow. And I had no idea.
But I had to go back into like the archives of like, has people lied about being intimate on the show? And we know they have. I honestly think that the birth control issue isn't actually an issue, but it's a way for them to explain why they're not having sex. That's what we did. Like I did not want to mention sex at all.
Same.
I think obviously my partner revealed it, but it was really because, look, you and I both know this very well. Coming from immigrant families, coming from cultures where, you know, sex isn't openly talked about or sex before marriage is like very taboo still. Yeah. I was like very worried. I was like, I'm not talking about this like in front of the cameras. And I think Amy is the same way. And so my theory is that they don't want to talk about it on camera, which is why Amy walked away from the women in the Dominican Republic when they started talking about sex.
Yeah, she felt uncomfortable.
Which was interesting because if she's not having sex, why not just say no? She's just like, I'm not going to have this conversation. My theory is that producers asked Johnny and Amy, like, why aren't you guys intimate? And they kind of like brought up this birth control issue, but it's not actually an issue, but it's now become like a big thing. And producers are like, talk about this. And they're like, oh, we'll just.
Which kind of sucks because that's their whole storyline. It's all about sex.
I know.
And
literally.
She's like, I'm trying to avoid this.
It's all about birth control, like why they aren't having sex. And I literally think that's what happened.
That's so funny.
Like it became a way bigger deal because they were just trying to get producers off their back.
Yeah. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there's so many telltale signs that that's the case, because you and I were exactly the same way when it came to it. It's hard to avoid because the producers do kind of like push it, but that makes a lot of sense actually.
During the bachelor party though, this is when I knew Clay was not gonna get married.
Which part?
This is where I knew like he was gonna say no, because it's the way he talked about AD. I feel like if you're not saying the words like, I'm getting married, I'm so excited to get married, like you're not getting married. And maybe he said it and they just edited it out, but I just feel like just the way he talks about her, where he's like, oh, I love her, like she accepts my flaws, like I can see myself getting married to AD. It's like you could tell he says it with such lack of confidence. And I was like, he's saying no.
I know. And to bleed it right into their whole wedding thing, even what he said throughout the time that he was in the groom's suite and what he said to AD's face on stage, you could tell he wasn't there. He was going to say no. Like, just the way, you're right, the way he's talking about it, he's like, I've learned so much through this experience. And he said, AD, and I caught this, he said, AD was a great partner through this. And I saw the word was, and I was like, oh, that's just like a subconsciously, he's just like checking out.
Oh, yeah. I also watch the show with subtitles on because I'm like, excuse me? Like, let me make sure I got that right.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely.
And typically, couples will tell each other what they will say at the altar. It doesn't seem like Clay told AD what he was going to say. Like, she was very surprised that he said no. And I feel like when like someone says it's a game time decision, or they don't like talk about what they're going to say, like it's always a no. I feel like true couples that get married through the Love is Blind experience, they discuss what they're going to say. Like they know before the wedding day that it's going to be a yes.
I know.
You can't do game time decisions in marriage, even on Love is Blind. You just... Yeah. It's not going
to
happen.
It's a little bit more acceptable on Love is Blind to do a game time decision.
But I don't think it ever happens with any couple.
No, because as you're like, even when you're getting ready on that day, you know what you're going to say. Like, that's why I was really upset with Clay, because of the way he was acting when she walked onto the altar. The first thing he said, first of all, it was giving me PTSD, because he was like, damn, like basically complimented her body.
Yeah, he goes, damn body.
And I was really kind of upset about that, because that's the same thing Shake said to me. He goes, you look so hot. I'm like, bitch, I look hot? Like, tell me I look beautiful. Tell me you love me. No, I'm just kidding. Not that, but you know what I mean? Telltale sign right away. And then the way he was like, like dance, like laughing with her and stuff like that. I was like, bro, you are not even going to say yes. Don't be so happy. Like, make her worry a little bit, you know, because she literally thought that she had nothing to worry about.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I feel like AD kind of should have known. Like, how can you get married when you guys are just like, we'll decide at the altar? Like, I don't know. That's just, it's just not how marriage goes.
I know. I wonder.
Real true marriage.
Do you think he told her, like, I'm still thinking about it? Like, I wonder what he told her.
He must have.
Yeah, because.
He must have been like, I'm going to make a decision at the altar. Yeah. Anyone who's going to do Love is Blind, if you hear that from your partner, don't get married to them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Don't get married.
You want to get married to someone who's all in.
Oh, man. This altar moment really was shocking to me. I did not think Clay was. I honestly thought AD was going to say no. But when she said yes, oh, man. It broke my heart a little bit.
I know. Obviously, everything is on Clay, right, for breaking AD's heart. But I will say, I do feel like AD probably should have seen the signs. Like the scenes that we've seen with them. He's very honest about his fear of commitment, the trauma that he has from going on those infidelity trips with his dad. His dad just generally cheating on his mom. So I just feel like AD saw the signs, and I feel really bad that she was so heartbroken. I think it's a very selfish thing to do if you do not tell your partner what you're going to say at the altar.
I
think it's so selfish, having been in their positions. I think it's the most selfish thing you can do.
To blindside somebody at the altar, because you're a unit, you're a team. No matter if you're saying no or yes, you've gone through this experience together, and that is your person through this entire process. You give them all of your confidence and everything, you know? But I do have to say, although it was shocking to me, I am actually really glad and like I'm proud of Clay for saying no, because for AD's sake, because she deserves better. And the fact that we found out that they might be dating is kind of, I'm torn.
I know. I know. What really broke my heart is at the end, AD says, I feel like I keep getting so fucking close and I keep doing so much for these men and carrying these relationships. That sentence really broke my heart, because the OG, the real fix-a-hoes know.
Oh, yeah.
What that feels like to feel like you're carrying every relationship.
Agreed.
She's graceful. She is class, though. We love AD. And I love that her family walked out with her.
I know. That was so great.
When she walked off the altar. I was like, yes.
I wish her mom walked down the aisle with her and she wasn't alone. When she was walking down the aisle, I was like, oh, no. Like, I wish she had her mom there. I know it's not tradition, but I just wish someone walked down the aisle with her, because I don't know. Anyways, but I do have to say, can we please talk about the parents for a second?
Well, specifically, can we talk about Clay's dad?
Clay's dad. I understand Clay now. I get it. His entire life, he's been in competition with his dad. His entire life, he's been trying to make his dad proud. There's this, like, I don't know, like, his dad is very, not harsh on him, but he, like, holds Clay to a certain standard, and Clay is always trying to live up to it. That's what it felt like to me. What did you think?
You're totally right. I agree with you. I understand why Clay is the way he is and why he thinks the way he thinks. Clay is so similar to his dad, like in terms of how they're so smooth and so suave in the way that they talk. His dad was just very interesting. I didn't like how, you know, he walks in and he talks about Clay's success is from his, you know, ability to be an athlete. And like the dad starts talking about how you almost made it to the Olympics. Oh, I was like, what is going on?
It's not
this
about
is your
you.
Son's wedding day.
Exactly. Sir, it's about your son. And for him to make it all about himself is wild to me, but it's such a reflection of Clay, because Clay does the exact same thing. Yeah. He talks about himself, not about AD and their connection.
Yeah. And It was just, I don't know. It's tough because I don't want to like psychoanalyze anything, because first of all, like, who do I think I am? But also like, we don't know the full picture, but it really felt too real and it felt like too heavy for reality TV. During that conversation between Clay's mom and Clay's dad,
it was such a profound conversation because they have never had it. And that's the one thing I'll say about Love is Blind in this experience is that it does force people to connect with their emotions. It forces people to have conversations that they would never have before. I know with my family, we never talked about intimate things. We never talked about relationships to this degree. And it actually made our family a lot closer. And that's what I felt like watching Clay and Clay's mom and dad. You can tell that like there's just so much like hidden, like there's just so many layers to their relationship that's only being revealed through this experience. For Clay's mom to say that she just found out about some of those infidelity things and what Clay had to go through was so shocking to me.
Yeah. And the fact she says like she realizes that like the impact that it had on Clay. Clay's mom is magnificent.
Yeah, I love her.
The way she talks, the way she gets her point across, the way she keeps Clay's dad accountable. My favorite line was when she tells Clay's dad, although we came from broken families, that doesn't mean that we have to pass on the brokenness to our kids. Yes, because it was, when I saw the way Clay's dad was acting, like he was talking about how, you know, he comes from a broken family and he's had a hard upbringing, and he was kind of using that as an excuse for his infidelity. And I love that she kind of like kept him in check.
Yes.
I know Clay's dad is smooth, but Clay's mom is profound. And I hope Clay realizes like she is a person he should want to become and needs to become.
I know. I'm so happy.
She is the role model.
I agree. I think that I'm so thankful that Clay's mom exists and is part of his life in this way, because he needs to follow her, you know, follow in her suit versus his dad. But also that's the thing is like Clay has always aspired to make his dad proud. And I don't think that'll ever go away. But one thing that like watching that scene made me realize is that there is so much history, even with Clay's dad, like even the way he was raised. And there's just so much depth to it, and it's just it's just a lot of healing that needs to happen.
Do you think that Clay's dad realizes that Clay spoke about these infidelity trips on the show? Because when Clay's mom says, "I learned some things from this Love is Blind experience that really hurt me," I realized like, holy shit, like this is all being revealed like for the first time to the mom. Like that shocked me.
And I was like, that's what I mean by saying like this process is like starting their healing process. This experiment,
I mean, you hope.
Yeah, I feel like this experiment really brought to light a lot of things that were in the shadows of their relationship and the impact that it had on Clay and how it's really like affecting him in his modern relationships. Like, I think this was like the first step of healing for their family. I think the reason why Clay's mom got so angry towards the end, and you can't really tell that she got angry, but I think she was just so disappointed and hurt, was because she just learned this information, like you said, but she didn't realize that Clay had to experience it and witness it. That's the part that she's probably like, wow, like I cannot believe you did this to our son.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she wanted to say so much more on camera and in that conversation, but she also is very aware that the cameras are on them and they're mic'd up. And, you know, I think just like our parents, what most parents that are part of this experience, they know not to like embarrass their kids or they know not to put all their vulnerabilities out there to kind of like protect their families.
You know, one thing I'll say is I'm very surprised that Clay was so forthcoming with all of this information.
I know.
I was thinking that he would like probably keep a lot of this hidden. Like, surprised.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like Clay's dad is going to watch the show. He's probably watching right now and he's like, what the fuck?
I'm kind of glad though, because I think Clay's dad, just like Clay, needed kind of a push in the right direction of like, bro, you can't just be like giving me motivational speeches all the time. There has to be meaning behind it. You have to lead by example. And, you know, like, it's not just about being a great athlete.
Yeah. I will say, though, I think that Clay made the right decision. I know he's getting a lot of backlash, but he truly did make the right decision for not only himself, but AD. Like, we don't want AD to be with a man who is not ready for marriage.
Yes.
And like, Clay should not be forced into saying I do for AD, right? Like, mm-hmm. he really did follow his heart here. I think it'd be super inconsiderate if he said yes, knowing that he can't meet the standards that she requires from him.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird that he brings up like finances. He's like, I don't know her finances.
Isn't that, and
I was
weird, like, that he brought that up at the very end?
Yeah.
But he said he was the provider. So
I think this is a classic case of, like, again, where there might have been things being talked about behind the scenes. Maybe finances was a part of it, or they cut out, the editors cut some things out.
Yeah.
People were saying, like, why does Clay keep talking about how much he loves ADs, like, throughout, you know, like, his getting ready scenes on his wedding day? And I was mm-hmm. like, I think it's really just producers just asking all types of questions. And so you're yeah. just kind of like talking.
They want you to provide answers for whatever decision you make on both ends.
Yeah. Like, I feel like some questions I remember getting is, like, the producers knew I was going to say no.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I even texted Shane the day of our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying no. I hope you say no too, and we could just have like a lovely day and be like, this is a decision we made, but I was kind of blindsided.
Yeah, went a different route.
Well, but anyways, I feel like producers, like, the types of questions they were probably asking Clay is like, you know, we know it's a no, but if it was a yes, why do you think AD would make a great wife? Like,
exactly.
Things like that. And so I think that's why he seems like he is, like,
not lying per se, but like, kind of like, why are you just reiterating that you love her so much?
Yeah.
When it's a no.
Yeah.
But again, this is such a high stress environment. I'm sure everybody through this process is so nervous and anxious that you're just going to act like everything is, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're just like, oh my gosh, let me just show up and get through this. So I, you know, watching this last episode, I don't know. The way Clay articulates how I've seen him with his dad and his mom, I just, like, am proud of him for the progress that he's made, but it does suck. I mean, AD said it best, like, it seems like you used me to grow. And
yeah,
like,
she was a sacrifice.
She was a sacrifice. And I think I kind of agree with that, because it sucks that he went through this process when he's not ready for marriage. And yeah. You know what I wonder? Did production reach out to Clay to come on the show, or did Clay apply?
100% they reached out. Okay, here's one thing that I have learned from talking with cast members from previous seasons. It's always the men that are reached out to, like, via Instagram, through dating apps, whatever. And I feel like most of the women always apply.
Yes.
So yeah, they're probably reaching out to men who are like, well, I'm not ready for marriage, but this is a cool opportunity.
Exactly. I have a business. Why not promote it? Like, he probably...
Trevor.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Clay went into this... He was asked to come on the show, and he's like, I'm not going to miss out on this opportunity.
Yeah, cool.
Went opportunity. Through this process, and he was like, damn, like, did I actually find a person? And then because going through this experience is kind of like therapy. You're talking so much about your feelings, what you want in a relationship, what you're looking for in a partner, all these things. So obviously he's doing some self-reflection, and he's finding out so many things about himself. And at the end of the day, like, yes, he grew a lot, but
not AD, enough.
Yeah, and AD just sadly.
AD was wanted a marriage. Clay wanted a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
And sadly, maybe he did get a girlfriend through this process.
We'll just have to see. But I think that's essentially what happened was yeah. like, but again, at the end of the day, Clay was always honest. He wasn't ready for marriage. He wasn't ready for commitment. He had a fear of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it sucks that he said, I don't at the altar, and she wants to get married, but also the signs were there.
Yes.
So
rejection is redirection, and I am really, really happy for AD.
Well, it sounds like she redirected to Clay, though, okay. If the at rumors are true.
At least it wasn't like all the way. There's still hope.
Well, let's get to the golden wedding.
The
only couple that made it, Amy and Johnny.
I loved watching Amy's family and her interact in this wedding scene.
In the bridal suite?
Yes, it was so sweet. It was like very tear-jerking. I loved that Johnny's sister was included as part of the bridal
party. That's when I knew they were going to get married.
Yeah,
I was like, no one fucking does that unless you're legit going to get married that day.
I know. It was really sweet. It was really cute. And also, can I just quickly say the bridal suites were really pretty. I was like, damn.
Better than ours.
Oh, they stepped it up. I was like, wow, this is Gorgina.
So I boohoo cried during their wedding. This felt like a real wedding to me. Like in terms of like two people are just really in love and they really want to make it work and they're so confident in saying yes. I'm not going to lie though. I did watch their scenes at 1.5 speed because I was like, it's beautiful. It's great.
Yeah.
But it's all going to be about love and we just know that they're going to get married. Mm-hmm. Amy's dad is now part of that group of like golden Love is Blind parents.
Yes.
Wow. He really reminds me of my dad. Like, obviously different scenario because my dad knew I was saying no on my wedding day. So I think my dad was coming more from a like, let me just support my daughter and be there. But like, Amy's dad knew she was getting married and like, it's going to be such a beautiful day for her. And I feel like he just made her feel so special.
Yeah.
And Johnny's so special.
Yeah, it was really sweet. And his speech was like so lovely. And like, he's like, I was not always keen to like this experience, but I've changed my mind because I can see how truly happy my daughter is. And that is just the epitome of love when you put your daughter and your son ahead of yourself and like, just really trust them to make the right decisions for their lives. And I'm just really happy that Johnny and Amy found each other. This season was so that Johnny and Amy could meet and find their love story.
Yeah. They had to get married though. If they did not get married, this season would just, people canceled. Would be like, this is a fail of a season. This season was messy. I feel like when you have that golden couple in every season, even though, you know, we thought their scenes were very boring and they weren't getting a lot of screen time. It's the golden couples that really keep Love is Blind going. Because at the end of the day, in the eyes of many viewers, like what makes Love is Blind so different from other reality TV like dating shows is the fact that like people want to believe that you can fall in love blind.
Can I just tell you, that's a great point you bring up because I was going to say, over all the seasons of Love is Blind that has happened, I really think love is not blind. Love is lucky. If you're coming into this situation and you find love in the pods and then there's that physical attraction, you just are lucky. Like it's like the luck of the draw, honestly. And that's exactly what that's exactly what Johnny and Amy found in this situation.
I agree. For me right now, after our experience, after hearing about, you know, other cast members' experiences on their respective seasons, I think you're totally right. Love is lucky. I think that if you find someone that you're compatible with and you find attractive,
yes,
and you get lucky with that, then like, yeah, that's what it obviously is. You're going to get married.
Yep. And yeah, it's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
It really is.
I don't think the pods is anything like, I don't think the experience we have in the pods for those 10 days is anything special, if that makes sense.
It's special and it's creating a connection, but it's not enough. It's not special.
It's not enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if Johnny wasn't attracted to Amy or vice versa, they wouldn't be married.
I know.
Even if they had a really strong connection in the pods, I think physical attraction still plays a really big part.
It does. It does. And like it can grow and, you know, it's
your attraction can grow based on like compatibility and if you fall in love with personalities. Yes, but I think that initial physical attraction actually means a lot.
It does. It does. But it's important. If you can't see yourself getting there, there's just no hope for you.
Exactly.
And some of these couples were definitely faking it in that regard.
Yes. Well, what a crazy episode, but also what a lovely one.
Yes. It was, I didn't think that it was going to be so, there's only two couples and I didn't realize it was going to be so long, but can I just say the parents this episode were the real MVPs and
loved it.
They were just so amazing.
80s mom, Clay's mom, Amy's parents, chef's kiss.
Love them all.
10 out of 10.
Yes. And can I just tell you, when I see parents of this caliber, I have hope for their kids because I want to meet people where they are. That's what I'm going to do with this cast. And it's like, none of them are bad people. None of them. I just feel like seeing their parents, I can see that the potential of the people that they can become. And they're just on their way to becoming that.
Yeah. Hopefully they become potentched people.
Love that.
All right, guys. Well, the reunion comes out in 2 days.
Can't wait.
Comes out this Wednesday. Look, I promised you that I had some tea. So I'm going to put a spoiler alert on this. Again, I'm not sure exactly what's going to show on the reunion episode. I think they filmed like 3-4 hours and it's only going to be like an hour to an hour and a half long. So they're going to be cutting a lot and probably editing a lot too.
Yeah. Just like they did for our reunion.
Yeah. Here are some things that I heard. Kinetic Content and Netflix are really focused on giving Jess and Trevor really good edits at the reunion.
This is, I'm assuming, because of Perfect Match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're also going to announce Perfect Match season 2 at the reunion. Mm-hmm. At least they filmed something for it at the reunion. I'm not sure if like it's going to actually be in the reunion episode or not. But as we know, as the internet has been talking about, Jess and Trevor, along with a cast member from season 4 and season 5, are on Perfect Match season 2. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, they're really going to focus on Jess and Trevor, which I think it's going to be really good for them. But Trevor, I'm really curious in terms of how they're going to address his alleged girlfriend during filming, along with those text messages that his alleged girlfriend exposed recently.
I'm sure they'll give him the platform to speak to it and like make sure it's like a very PR answer.
I'm sure that they provided him kind of like the PR answer to give. And I don't think they're going to push very hard on him to like really talk about the situation. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I know and I heard. Another big piece that I heard is AD and Clay are going to announce that they're dating.
Yeah.
So they are together.
Mm-hmm. I heard similar rumblings and just based on some of the pictures that have been leaked, I feel videos. Like they are going to be, but you know, good for them.
Yeah.
Honestly, who I love, and I hope everyone on this cast finds it. And interesting. I'm surprised, though. Are you surprised by that?
Yeah. No, because I think AD is still a fix-a-ho.
Yeah, but
And she says she is. And I think that, I don't know. She really seems like she really loved Clay. And so I know I've been there, right? Like,
We've both been there.
Yeah, I was like, it. I'm not being judgy here. No. I'm just saying that, I don't know. I really like AD and I feel like she just deserves better. I don't know.
And hopefully he stepped up and is like you said, he's going to therapy and like self-awareness is huge and Clay has it. I will have to say he does have the self-awareness too. It's just a matter of putting the effort.
Action. Yes.
Exactly.
And then the other thing I heard is Sarah Ann will be at the reunion, mm-hmm. of course. And her and Jeremy struggle a little bit at the reunion. I'm not going to share the details, but you'll see it on this week's episode. But I don't think it's going to be very good for them.
Yeah, well, all of the internet is against them right now, too. So hopefully they understand. I'm assuming they double down.
I think so, too, because Sarah Ann is putting out content on her social media platforms, how like she's not sorry.
I saw that.
So about the whole like Jeremy Laura situation, and so I feel like it's not going to look good on TV.
No,
that's all I can say.
I will say reunion is going to be so good because obviously they just filmed it a few weeks ago, so the entire cast has watched now and. You know, they're listening to see what other cast members said about them during the show and vice versa. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of layers. So I know things are going to get like heated. There's going to be a lot of, you know,
I don't know,
things flying out. Or it's the PR way, right?
Yeah.
Or they're just very like, I know what I'm doing. I need to shut up.
I heard that this cast has a lot to say, but they were pretty reserved during the reunion.
Yeah.
Because they just, even though they watch the episodes or some of the episodes in advance, I think what's really tough is like they don't see how the audience is reacting to the episodes because they're filming before the episodes actually come out on Netflix, mm-hmm. or some of the episodes actually come out on Netflix. And so I feel like they're more reserved because they're like, yeah, we could watch the episode, but they're all watching it
in real time. Oh, not in real time, but like ahead of real time.
But they're watching it in the eyes of them, right? They can't watch it objectively. Mm-hmm. And so I think that they're more like, we don't know how the public reacts to certain scenes, so like we're gonna be more reserved in terms of how we like talk about things.
Yeah, honestly, probably for the best move we can make.
They're being smart. Well, some of them. Anyways, but that's our episode. Wow, yeah. what a
What a roller coaster of a ride season 6 has been. Like, thank you to the cast for just really putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and just giving us such an entertaining season. It's been so good.
Yeah, this has been, this is in my top 2 favorite seasons.
And what's your first?
So it used to be season 1, but I actually think I like season 4 the most. Oh, interesting. And then it's this season.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like season 1, yes, you have like the OG villain, Jessica, and then you have Lauren and Cameron, the golden couple. But I just feel like I loved the more unique love stories on season 4, mm-hmm. like Tiffany and Brett, Zach and Bliss, like that just came out of left field. I was like, whoa, who knew that you could leave your partner and then connect with another connection.
Yeah, get married and have a baby now.
I know. So it's like those types of things I really love. And then this season really is my number 2.
Oh, this season was so good. So, so good.
What about yours?
I don't know. I think season 6 is my favorite now, truly. Just because there's love, there's drama, there's, you know, all the triangles and squares. It's been such a roller coaster, like a fun roller coaster ride, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, it's great. But let us know what you guys' thoughts are on the finale. Leave us a comment on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you leave a review and subscribe. See you next Monday.
Bye.